At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
The impact that this has been having on people is, I mean, it's heartbreaking to see the trauma that some of these people have been put through. We're going to talk about that on the other side of this. This is Ali McCabe. Testifying about what her life has been like over the last 2 years. Again, she was a kid at the time. She was in high school when all of this happened. And the vitriol from some of these cult type members of Karen Reed, it doesn't seem to know any sort of any boundary.
And what, if anything else, are you close friends with Colin Albert? Is that correct?
Correct.
What, if anything else, has your family or Colin Albert and his family undergone over the course of dependency of this case?
Objection.
No, the door's been opened. I'm allowing it. Well, basically harassment.
And harassment by whom?
Bloggers, people online.
And what, if anything, in relation to Colin Albert being in the house has occurred as far as the harassment that you're talking about?
Can you rephrase?
With reference to what you were talking about as far as the relevancy of Colin Albert being in the house at that time, what, if any, harassment was there in relation to that and in relation to Colin?
Well, no, go ahead. She can answer. Colin wasn't at the house, so he's being harassed for... He was not at the house when John was there, so I drove him home. So the people are harassing him, saying he was at the house when... It's not true.
When you speak about harassment, what specifically type of harassment are we?
Constant phone calls, emails, awful messages.
Objection.
I'll allow it. Focus on this witness, not Colin Albert at this point.
As far as you and your family, what, if any, type of harassment have you received?
People showing up at our house, people emailing my school. Just like a lot of harassment. Can I have a moment, please?
Sure.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And how long a period of time has that persisted for?
Very long time.
Thank you. I have no further.
And this is where she lives. This is her hometown. This is how she's being treated by these vile individuals. What makes someone want to take up a cause like this and go after literally kids and just plow down that road without any sort of regard? And even after seeing these clips posted online, you still have it. It's like, oh, she's lying and like bad act. Like, then you don't know what real emotion is.
This woman is lying. Struck me as very genuine. I even saw people online saying, oh, look at her turning red. Well, people do that when they're stressed. I can flush at times when I'm talking about something upsetting. Your blood pressure goes up, you flush. And so it's like, it is very much like cult members, that they're going to stick to their narrative no matter what. And it's just horrifying that they have this rage that, you know, they put a young woman through this.
I mean, this is not going to, you know, this isn't just going to go away when this trial is over.
This is
going to continue on. I mean, this would be something I think if you're living there, it's like you want to get out. I don't know how you would continue in that community with that sort of dark vitriol going on.
Yeah, I would move away and change my name if I could possibly do it. It's like, you know, the poor woman, she never gets peace from it. Always worrying about what's going to happen here.
Mm-hmm. It's sad. It's disturbing. It's a real, I think it's kind of a wake up call in some ways to, you know, just how divided we are. I mean, is this more of a product of our time? Is this because we have been in an environment like this for the last, you know, many years, almost 8 years? It feels like Trump supporters completely. And if you support him, great, whatever. But you're not nuts about it. It just feels like the crazy ones. It feels like the ones that are just going to go to no end, to try and destroy someone or something, for a cause. But why would you go on this sword when it's not even your battle to fight?
Yeah, you know, neuroscience tells us that for many people, they feel empowered by rage and they actually get a dopamine hit.
Mm-hmm.
So people can become addicted to this kind of vitriol. It makes them feel good. It's like they get a high from it, which is a terrible way to live, right? That's awful. But I think that's part of what goes on in these groups.
I mean, when you have that sort of outlook on life, because it feels like facts do not matter to these people whatsoever. Do they ever come back? Do they ever come back to Earth? Do they ever have the wake up call? Does anything ever hit them and go, damn, I was a real asshole. I've been harassing, you know, these kids that have nothing to do with this. And I thought this at one time that maybe they had something to do with it. I'm wrong. Do they ever have that moment of enlightenment to go, that was messed up?
You know, it's possible. I can't say that I see it typically happen. A lot of people that live this way get old and die that way. And the causes change over the years, but they're just angry people. And of course, they're not the kind of people that most of us want in our lives. And you may end up with a relative like that. And that's the relative we avoid.
Once this thing is done and they don't have the case to go on anymore, is it just find the next cause, find the next thing to be angry about?
Yeah, probably. And these probably are people who get very wrapped up in QAnon and other weird conspiracies, and they move from one to another.
What a sad state of living for these individuals. You really, I mean, you got to feel bad somewhat, I think, for them to have that sort of an outlook. But even far more for the people's lives that they devastate and traumatize with their madness. It's
definitely. And they're never people who have any sense of inner peace. So, they've probably got blood pressure problems and other stress-related ailments just because of the way their brain is so fired up all the time.
There is help. If you're one of those people, you can change. Anyone can, but you have to admit there's a problem first.
We hope so. Yeah, I don't know that I have the tools. Yeah. I can give it my best, but they're hard to work with. Yeah. Angry people like that.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.